It is a weekend of openings. There's 5 theatrical openings, by my count, in the area. And so we're going to kick it off right now with the first one at the Venerable Theater, the one that's been around longest and done so many great things. And that's at Spokane Civic Theater downstairs. And it is the show This Is Our Youth. Andrew Start is the director. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And so already I'm getting some profiles and thoughts. I have three people who were described in one of the things as three very lost souls. So that's on Manhattan's upper West Side. I used to be a not quite so lost soul on Manhattan's upper West Side. So that's a little bit of the external setup. There's the fact that this is a downstairs play, so yeah. I gather it's a little bit edgy. It deals with some real issues of people. So that's my jumping to conclusions and profiling. Where am I wrong? Where am I right? And what really is this play?
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. Even though the play was produced in the 90s originally, it still feels very edgy, especially, I think, for Civic, which doesn't always mm-hmm. get to do a lot of material mm-hmm. like this.
And there will always be lost youth.
Yes. and I myself also spent a long time in New York and was a maybe at times lost youth, hanging out on the Upper West Side.
There you go.
Mostly in Brooklyn. But I think, you know, even more than it being about lost youth, I think it's really a character piece mm-hmm. about three people who are sort of finding themselves or confronted with a version of themselves that they had been ignorant to for the first time. And even though the events of the play are sort of simple, it's not the most momentous plot-driven piece. I think they all have deep realizations throughout the 24 hours of this piece.
Okay, well, let's find out, maybe based on the beginning of this piece, and we have the three characters right with us. Let's kind of identify their voices as Jessica, as Elizabeth Martin. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Vern.
And then as Warren, as Jacob Carruthers. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, thank you.
And then as Dennis is Denny Taylor. Hello, Denny.
Hello.
Okay, so there are the three people. And who wants to start? I'm going to ask each of you to describe who you think you are at the beginning of this play. If if you met somebody over coffee and they said and asked you to tell us something about yourself, you know, meeting at the Gold Coin on the Upper West Side or something like that. How would you describe yourself, you, the character? Describe yourself to somebody else you just met. Who wants to start out on this? Okay, this is Elizabeth as Jessica.
I think Jessica is, well, she's 19, and she's a fashion student. And I think that she's very sure of herself before a lot of these events happen. I think a lot of our characters are pretty, I mean, not set in their ways, but they're pretty comfortable with the way that they're going about things. And then the way that the circumstances unfold make them uncomfortable. And I think Andrew is totally right in that it's a play about character as opposed to, I think there are a lot of plays about circumstances, whereas ours is definitely more about characters that create circumstances as opposed to circumstances that develop character.
Oh, nice distinction. And back to what you said earlier, it's just, again, an easy profile that a fashion student is going to have a sense of who I am because I know how to make myself look like who I want to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she's very, I mean, they all grow up pretty privileged. So she's privileged in that, you know, they're all wealthy. They all are living on the Upper West Side. They all have their parents to pay for things. So, I mean, how would you not be a little more, you know, sure of yourself, a little more steady-handed in what you think you want to do. And then, of course, things happen that mess you up a little. And I think that's exactly where they are, you know. And I think it varies in degree for each of them. But definitely, I think that she is more sure of who she is than either one of them mm-hmm. by the end of it, I think, because the realizations are pretty different for each of them. And she still kind of has the most, like, sense of that mm-hmm. by the end. But, yeah, I think that's kind of...
Okay, so that's Jessica, then the other two of Warren and Dennis, who wants to... Okay, Warren as the character, Jacob Carruthers is the actor. Tell us about Warren.
Well, Warren is kind of a loner type. He does a lot of pot smoking, and he's a recent college dropout. mostly he still lives with his father, who's a fairly wealthy, intimidating man. And we get into his relationship with his father quite a bit through this. Needless to say, not great. His friendship is kind of gets to be kind of one-sided, where he has a lot of energy that he gives to people and doesn't necessarily receive it back. And we can kind of see that in his relationship with Dennis. It's a very idolized relationship, very...
he idolizes Dennis?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he just tries to model himself after Dennis in any way he can. And then he's a very awkward person. He has trouble expressing himself sometimes, and that can kind of lead him into hot water, both with Dennis and with Jessica, who shows up a little later through. One of Warren's main characteristics is he's not very much of a thinking person. He often acts before he thinks, and that gets him into a lot of trouble, as we can see through the events of the play.
Okay. And then Dennis, if you're somebody who to idolize, describe yourself that Warren would be looking up to you.
21 years old. I've got very wealthy parents who pay for a lot of my stuff, though I don't treat it very well. I'm a problem solver. I got an answer for everything. at least I think I do, and I'm confident about all of it. But you know, when we come to the realizations later on in the show, we start to see that, you know, maybe these people really don't have it all together. And it's really cool, because when the way I see the show is, it's such a timeless piece to me, because though it's in the 80s, like, people really haven't changed all that much, even though the world has. And so it's just, like, incredible about that. So,
good. Well, back to the director. Thank you. So that's Danny Taylor, who is in the role of Dennis. So back to the director, Andrew Start. You say that this play happens in real time. What's the situation by which these three people are in the same room together at the same time?
Excuse me. Well, they're actually very rarely in the same room. Mm. But it starts a little after midnight on a Saturday night, and Warren comes over to, I think Denny thinks, or Dennis thinks, mm-hmm. mooch some pot off of him. Mm-hmm. But then certain events unfold, and, you know, they make a plan for the evening, which involves Jessica arriving to the apartment. And that all happens in the first act in real time in about 70 minutes. And then we meet them again the following morning after those events have sort of settled down. And Denny's back in his apartment sleeping, and Warren comes back the next morning, as does Jessica. And we briefly get this really fun moment where all three characters get to interact, which I love. And I don't exactly know why Kenneth Lonergan wrote it as mostly a two-hander show, or at least, you know... the majority of the duration is just two people.
Two-hander, meaning at any point there's simply dialogues going on.
Yeah, just two actors on stage. Mm-hmm.
Now, are these? Is this the total cast, or
this is it?
So, for instance, Warren's father just is not on stage. We just hear about his father through you, through your problems with him, right, Warren?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'll call you all by your character names for our purposes here, and I assume there's gender and love interest issues too.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be pretty logical that a playwright would write that. So now we get into the tricky part of any interview about a play like this. How much more can you say of the situations and the difficulties? We've had some references, certainly, to the kind of imbalance between the two guys. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other conflict points that help create the drama?
Well, I think, you know, like most plays, everybody wants love. Mm-hmm. And you know, certainly Warren is searching for it. His life is really destructive. His home life is really destructive. And that situation is what puts him in the apartment at the top of the show looking for a major change, an escape, really. Yeah, but I don't really know how to speak to the plot because it's so simple. Mm-hmm. It's really that they're trying to plan a fun night and it ends up being a drug deal.
Mm-hmm.
That happens off stage, and yet there's this great moment to moment discovery of these characters as they bounce off of each other, these and their really strong personalities, that really is the heart of the play. Mm-hmm. And I think also one thing that I focused on, knowing that Kenneth wrote this about his youth, about 20 years after he was a teen in the 80s, I think the piece is a lot about nostalgia. And so, you know, for our audience, we can have a nostalgic moment to 1982 as we watch it and hear some of that music and see some of the props and the costumes. And then also the characters have this sort of romanticized nostalgia for what their parents went through. And that sort of liberalism of the 60s. And so they're obsessed with Frank Zappa, and Warren has a collection of old antique toys that really mean a lot to him. And I think that in our production, we've found that as the heart of the piece, so that it's not just these kind of privileged, you know, somewhat bratty teens mm-hmm. making poor choices for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's more than that. We're talking about the play This Is Our Youth, which opens this Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2. And then it's Thursday through Sunday, with the exception of Thanksgiving, for the following three weekends. So now let's take you out of your roles and talk to not Jessica Warren and Dennis, but Elizabeth Martin, Jacob Carruthers, and Denny Taylor about what it's been like to inhabit these characters and what part of you has kind of understood them and what part of you has had to kind of stretch to understand them. Who wants to start with that one?
I'll take that.
you're the brave woman, brave person among them.
Right. No, I think that for me, I am exactly Jessica's age. I just turned 20. So I think particularly in learning the dialogue, it's a lot of likes and a lot of you know what I means and totallys. And that works really well for me, surprisingly. So that was kind of like it was like putting on a pair of worn shoes already, you know. But I do think that there is a lot of the back and forth that happens that I wouldn't do with somebody. So it kind of has been a little bit of a finding the confidence to really just like own that portion of it, own that portion of the dialogue, and really just to like take it all as it is. And I think that I do relate to her in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways it is pretty different. So, I mean, like, you know, the interest in fashion, of course, I'm a teenage girl, so it's mm-hmm. of course, you know, and like the interest in boys and like the doing drugs and like, you know, the idea of like you know, sipping champagne in the plaza sounds pretty appealing to me, Elizabeth Martin, you know. But I think that that kind of like the essence of being like a teenage girl kind of exists, but in a different way that they are still kind of discovering themselves. And it's the moment where you think you're so sure, and then something happens and you're like, ooh, I'm not so sure. And then you kind of, you know, either you recover from that or you don't. And mm-hmm. that's kind of like where they all are, I think. Yeah.
Nice. Either of the other two of you, of how becoming this character, what that's been like for you? This is Jacob Carruthers as Warren.
Yeah, I related really strongly to Warren, at least as far as his personality is. I mean, I do have a much better home life than he does. Hi, Mom and Dad. But yeah, I definitely relate to his kind of this anxious feeling he gets as he speaks sometimes, and the way that he just kind of goes off and captures this just really niche thing like old 60s toys and just spouts off all this information he just suddenly knows about it, because like of course he does. Like, that's just his passion. And, like, I have a similar passion for, like, video games and stuff, and being able to transfer that passion to this person who just really is not interested in hearing about it. And, like, I just need to get it off my chest. And that's, I definitely feel that's where me and Warren can definitely meet, as well as, being awkward with girls.
Well, sounds like the casting's going just fine so far. And you, Danny Taylor, as Dennis.
For me, I feel like I am. When I look at a character, especially someone who I don't feel like I'm very close with, I try and find like similar ways to. How I am similar with him, or I think about things that are similar with the character, and then I go from there and then create these other beautiful parts about the character. But for me, where it came from was, I don't know, near the end, there's like a 3-page monologue that he's just talking about his life for the first time, like truly talking about it. And I related to the piece so much that I was just like, this is where it's coming from. The rest of the story before here is he's being deflective because of these reasons at the end. And so the things he does to Warren is him being deflective, but also him thinking that it's like from a good place, or at least he think it is. So that's me and Dennis. Is how, yeah, me and my character.
Nice. Okay, the three characters, yeah. of this play. This is our youth opening up in very lovely ways. And it sounds, back to the director, Andrew Start, like this must have been a fine time you've had molding this and putting this together.
Oh, absolutely. I teach acting, and I've studied acting for many years. And this play is like the quintessential, one of the quintessential first scenes you give a young actor when they're really investing time in acting technique. So it moves effortlessly and it really flows, and it's really fun to be able to work on the whole play because I've seen it, you know, seen so many times. And to create a room, we created just a room where these actors could live and follow their instincts. We didn't start with any blocking. You know, I just asked, what do you need? Where did you come from? Where are you going? What would be in this room? What would you be doing with that thing in this room? What would you be doing if Warren didn't come in? You know, where would you go, Warren, if you weren't gonna go to Dennis's? And we just, you know, let our imaginations really fill in all the gaps. And I think it's allowed for them to work in a really organic and beautiful way where they can just find the flow, and it's like once they start, they never stop. And as a, you know, as a director and teacher, I love that kind of realism.
Yeah, sounds like a great theatrical experience. This is our youth opening this Friday, and for 4 weekends at Spokane Civic Theater in the Studio Theater downstairs. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.